have a chance at a large pizza from Pizza Hut this morning. So 715-396-1670. Kathy also in. She says, I'll pledge $5 for Mark. And she says, have a great day. My awesome radio station, WWIB, love you. My all-time number one station in the world. Well, that is, Jason, we love that, right?
That's a high praise right there. That's good to hear.
Yep. Well, we say we got the best listeners in the world. So there we go. So,
and this is the best 5 minutes of the day.
That's right. All right. Well, I got a kick out of yesterday. You know, I was just like, WWJP, what would Jesus post? And we came up with Mr. Rogers is a good starting point. And I like you got me laughing with the other letters, whatever, MRP, what would Mr. Rogers post? So I went with that on Facebook and Twitter. I was surprised. Like I don't think anybody commented on Facebook. So I have to go and see. Does my stuff going out to everybody? I don't know. But they just kind of left that alone. But on Twitter, I got more reaction, and some people are like, well, I work for the Chamber of Commerce. I mean, how do you want me to tweet like Mr. Rogers? So,
yeah, you know, I think it would be good if the Chamber of Commerce would adopt some of Mr. Rogers' ideas. So,
yeah.
There's a meme going around for a while that when you're asking whether you should do something, it's the Rogers principle.
Uh-huh.
Whether it's Mr. Rogers or Steve Rogers, who played Captain America, or who was Captain America.
Or right? Aaron Rodgers would be a third.
Or Aaron Rodgers, if you can throw a ball a long way.
Yeah, right. All right. Hey, you were at the dentist yesterday.
I was, yeah. So I had a filling in yesterday, so that was a lot of fun. We were talking, actually, I've been going to Oak Park Dental for 15 years. So we've been going there since we moved to town, and had the same dentist that whole time, and it's been weird watching everybody there getting older while I stay the same age. And, you know,
it's just like our class reunions, you know. So
exactly.
I don't know what's with other people; they get older and gain weight, but I mean, we stay the same.
Exactly. No, and it was good. We hoped to have Tessa come along with us because she just doesn't think very highly of the idea of having a filling put in.
Yeah,
and so we're going to have her watch me have mine done, and mine went really, really well. So, but she didn't want to come along. So
no,
I think she wanted to spend time with your kids.
She was at our house. Yeah, there we go. All right, hey, A Path to Wholeness, our Lenten devotion. It's the final week here. What do we got?
So his title today is Doubt Proof, and he starts with Hebrews 11. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And he talks about this conversation that he had with one of his children who asked him, do you think people ever doubt that God exists? And he goes on to say, it seems like there was something more in that question of, is it okay for people to doubt the existence of God? And he said, my answer is only slightly squishy. It may not be okay, but it's quite normal. I've come to realize the question usually means that one is asking is not running away from God, but toward him, because they are searching. They've opened their minds and hearts to beginning to explore the faith. And, you know, I've had this conversation with a lot of folks about whether doubt is a good idea or is maybe not a good idea, but acceptable to God. And I always say yes, I think it is, because we're pressing into questions about who God is, does he exist, and I think it's totally normal as part of the Christian life.
And I think bringing it to him, you know, I mean, John Ortberg wrote a book about faith and doubt, and the thing I remember, and again, I would highly recommend everything Ortberg wrote. He calls himself Dallas for Dummies, Dallas Willard for Dummies, so I'm going to go for it. But, I mean, he talks about in the beginning of the book, is what I remember, because he says, if in the end we get there, the new kingdom, the new heaven, the new earth, and it's all real, he says, there's a sense in which I'll be surprised. I mean, it's you do believe, but, you know, help me, Lord, in my unbelief. I mean, we're all there. That's the truth.
You know, that verse you just quoted, he actually, that's his last paragraph as he talks about, I believe, help my unbelief.
Mm.
He says, even the believer needed a little help believing. Maybe that cry, help my unbelief, is a good place to start when we are looking for something that is doubt-proof.
Yeah. It is. And we're going to lead into a wonderful song from Jason Gray called Honesty, where he brings his, in a Habakkuk-like way, bring your grappling to God. You know, Habakkuk didn't doubt God's existence. He believed God existed. I mean, even the demons believe that and shudder. But in terms of, do we wrestle with God's ways? Absolutely. So wrestle openly before him, right?
Yeah, I would, honestly, I would rather see that from folks than just kind of parroting a party line. You know, I want them to be honestly wrestling with who is God, who is Christ, what is the Spirit up to.
Yeah, and then finally, when we talk about this line about help, when we play every day, the Brennan Manning, we'll play it again this morning, God loves you as you are, not as you are. And it's just like, you know, Brennan's asking a question in that 24, you know, multiple questions. But the idea is, my answer basically every day is, yes, Lord, we believe, but help us in our unbelief about that. So,
amen. Amen.
All right. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, Jason. JasonCans.com. Check out his stuff. Always thought-provoking. A great follow on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Well, another big story out of the White House. Canine-related. First dog, Major Biden, nipped another person yesterday.
Again?
Yeah, shortly after returning to D.C., following a separate biting incident earlier in March. A spokesperson for First Lady Jill Biden saying Major is still adjusting to his new surroundings and he nipped someone while on a walk. The individual was seen by the White House medical unit out of an abundance of caution and returned to work without injury. The incident first reported by CNN. I don't know if it was breaking news, but it was barking.
Uh-huh. Breaking the skin news.
It was barking news, if it wasn't.
Oh, barking.
It identified the person as a National Park Service employee working on the South Lawn. Come on, little poochie pooch.
This is my lawn.
It comes just over a week after the first dogs, Major and Champ, returned to D.C. from Delaware, where Major underwent training following a similar episode. So he needs more training, I guess.
Well, no,
don't we all?
The old wives' tale for children who bite is then you bite them.
So who's going to do it?
I don't know.
The president or the first lady?
I bet there'll be people willing to. I don't know.
And, of course, this reminds me of how Mark taught me about news, right? So, again, dog bites man versus man bites dog.
Right.
So. 7:48, the Wave Wake Up Show, WWIB, Caleb, Mark, and Susan. And I enjoy this time of the week, kind of our, you know, again, it's hump day, right? So it's the middle of the week, and we want to send you cruising toward the weekend, usually, hopefully, with a smile and a song.
Yes.
And this
what
is
kind of a song, Caleb?
So this is what we like to call pet peeves put to music, and here. This doesn't work without you all being a little bit grumpy about some things, because if you're not, then I don't have any material. So we love hearing from you. What's something that
but
irks you just a bit?
Endless number of pet peeves.
Right? And here's the thing. Sometimes you're like, man, I should just lighten up a little bit. Well, yeah, but first text me about what makes you grumpy. And then you might just hear it in song. So this is for Rob Erickson. Rob Erickson from Cumberland. And we asked on Facebook again about some pet peeves a while back. And Rob had like three. So this is just the tip of the iceberg. But Rob said, I really can't stand it when people are on their speakerphones in public places. And I thought, that seems like fodder for a song. So for Rob from Cumberland, the beautiful island city, this is your pet peeve put to music. Rob just can't believe it. His mind is really blown. Why people at the store think they can talk on speakerphone. We don't need your drama or want to hear you whine while you're in the aisle or with us in the checkout line. Oh, no, I can talk about your personal medical issues. I'm just in a giant store with 2,000 of my closest friends. We can't avoid eavesdropping when you make this choice. Our eardrums are held hostage by your caller's blaring voice. Here's a little secret, you'll truly make our day if you start to be self-aware and put your phone away. Put that phone away. For Rob this morning on the Wave Wake Up Show, your pet peeve put to music.
So good, Caleb.
Well, might it be possible 2 days in a row we speak positively on the Wib Wake Up Show about chewing gum? I mean, moms forgive us, and my wife is a big do not chew gum, and don't chew gum around her.
Her
husband or your kids.
What about blowing
bubbles?
Because
you know why? Because people take the gum and then they leave it somewhere, and then that is I can
understand. Rolled up under the table or a park bench.
So I had a brief time of in my marriage of chewing gum, and it ended. But anyhow,
the marriage?
How to... No, the marriage is together, so you can...
You made the better choice, Mark.
This is under the banner of how to get over your energy slump. So, how to up your midday energy levels and get more done at work.
I like it.
So I'm going to start with chewing gum, which is apparently that increases the amount of blood and oxygen flowing through your head, brain included. And as we learned yesterday, you do better on your tests if you're chewing gum. So say that to your teacher, who
helps you concentrate.
Like my wife, who is a teacher, who might say, get rid of the gum.
So, yes.
What are some others?
Well, the next tip is turn up the lights. Even if your office doesn't have a view, you can increase your energy levels by plugging in an extra lamp for your desk.
Mm.
So when workers do this, they feel less sleepy, they're more energetic, and enjoy shorter reaction times.
Another one, listen to your favorite upbeat tunes, I will add, on WWID.
Yeah.
Your research shows that upbeat music can fire up your energy levels as well as your creativity. Music effectively alters the speed of our brainwaves. This comes from the University of Toronto. We can turn them up or calm them down depending on the genre of music we plug into.
Another thing to do to raise your energy levels midday, drink some water. There you go. What's another one?
Well, it says watch a funny video, maybe on your break time.
Not during that. What are you doing? Feet up on the desk. What?
Yes. In one study, participants who watched a funny video enjoyed an immediate energy boost.
Couple more. How to get over your energy slump here on the Wib Wake Up Show. Take a walk. Again, gets the blood flowing. Get moving.
And this one takes me back to Leave It to Beaver, where Mrs. Cleaver would tell would ask Wally had he washed behind his ears, because the recommendation is play with your ears. Rub both of your ears between your thumb and forefinger. This stimulates all of the energy meridians throughout your body and will give you a burst of energy.
Ah, I like it. That's the easiest one, so that's my favorite.
Just adding all sorts of information to the world today.
Be prepared for coworkers to say, what are you doing?
Well, we have a gaggle of guests in the studio this morning, along with myself, Mark, and Susan here on the Wib Wake Up Show. We have a guest shooter for Hope and Hoops, but Halvo, we've got a lot of new friends that we're making here.
That's right. From over in Menominee, we've got Hadley, an 8-year-old third grader. And it's interesting, Hadley, with a large contingent here, that when it said, Caleb said, does anybody want to talk? And everybody kind of knew you're the one who wanted to talk. So are you, how did they know that?
Well, I was kind of talking about it when we were coming. I was like, I'm super excited to be on air.
So she knew.
Girl
she knew.
Power.
It's interesting. People say that public speaking, people are more afraid of than dying. So you like to speak?
Not our girl.
Tell us about yourself a little bit.
Well, I grew up in Minnesota, and then we moved here in Menominee. And it's a really great place.
Mm-hmm.
So
you like it better than Minnesota then?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Love to hear that. So.
Oh, no kidding. Welcome.
Come on over to God's country here in Wisconsin.
That's
so,
right.
Hadley, you are one of, what's the count here, 18 guests we have this morning? 17, okay. And again, all from the Menominee-ish area. So, and is this a co-op group, homeschool group, church, private school? Homeschool group, fantastic. You are my people, K through 12.
Caleb's people group.
Yes.
There we go. Do we have anybody else who wants to jump in? Okay, we've got...
Right.
And now, this young lady was bebopping to the Big Daddy Weave song. So let's jump over here, and we'll get Hadley to share the headphones over for a moment. And we'll turn the questions over to Susan this time.
What's your name, and how old are you? What grade are you in?
My name is Bristol, and I am in first grade. I am 6 years old.
Good job, because I asked you three questions and she handled
them all. Well done, Bristol.
Yeah, she's got a multi-track mind. So do you listen to the station usually? Do you ever hear Adventures in Odyssey or any of the...
Not really. We just listen to the regular radio.
Just the regular music. And I can tell because you were dancing. You must love music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, it's really nice to have you guys.
All right, anybody else want to jump in and be on the radio
this
here in the Wake Up Show?
See,
we don't have anybody shy here. So I love it.
Is this representative of homeschoolers in general?
Maybe, but here's the thing. When I first came as a homeschooler, I was too afraid to do a sample commercial with Paul Anthony and never knew I'd end up working with him. So,
right. Hi, what's your name?
Ryan,
all right, how old are you?
11.
And in what grade?
Fifth.
Fifth grade. All right. So
That's when math gets hard. Don't you agree? Yeah. He's nodding, yes. What's your favorite subject?
History.
Oh, I love it. What's do you have a favorite era in history that you enjoy?
American history.
Yes. That's a great story.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thanks.
Well,
we have time for one more here because we've got to get one of you. Oh, now everybody's hand is shooting up. We've got we've got a guest shooter for Hope and Hoops. And again, 715-396-1670. We'll give you about 2 minutes left to pledge for that. But who's our final guest this morning on the WIB Wake Up Show with this great group from Menominee?
My name is Ryder Parker.
Ryder, you don't even have to be asked a question. Ryder, you're just jumping
Parker.
Right on. Yeah. I like it.
Sounds like a Christian music artist. Next from Ryder Parker.
Yeah, right. Are you a singer,
maybe,
Ryder?
Maybe.
No.
No, okay.
Well, all work right. on it.
Have you ever been in a radio station before this?
No, I have not.
And what do you guys think? So again, you hear us on the other side of the radio for a long time, but then you come in and see, are you more impressed or less impressed with what it's like on this side, on the hidden side of the radio?
More, probably.
Well, good that's answer. Good. That's the right answer. Susan's frantically giving him gestures. And have you guys found out anything yet that you didn't know about radio? You're like, wow, I never knew that. Anything that's kind of blown your mind so far?
I did not know that you guys built towers like for the radio stations.
So that we can be heard again all over Western and Central Wisconsin. And thankfully they don't make us go out and do that. We just get to sit in our wheelie chairs here and have to do the manual labor part of the job.
And don't they? We also, there are cell companies. So our tower is also used for cell phones. So if you ever use a cell phone, you're welcome.
Good to meet you, Ryder.
Ryder, Parker, and crew, thank you so much for joining us. And we have someone who's going to be stepping to the line in just a few moments for Hope and Hoops. Friends, if you'd like to get in a last-second pledge, again, we warned you, just 2 minutes left, 715-396-1670. Your gift support 20 programs here on WWIB that are unable to pay for airtime and your tax-deductible pledging during this March fundraiser. The final day of it goes to keep those programs on the air here on WIB Radio. Don't forget, one of our pledgers walking away with a large pizza from Pizza Hut locations all throughout the listening area. We're giving away 12 free pizzas, a year of them, to one of our pledgers from throughout the day as well. Coming up next, it's Hope and Hoops.
Pizza Hut Day here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Somebody's going to win a certificate for a large Pizza Hut pizza. You can redeem that. The Pizza Hut restaurant, whether it's Menominee, Rice Lake, Chippewa Falls, Hudson, a number of locations. And then later today, from all of the pledgers throughout the day, somebody wins a year's supply of pizza. That means one large pizza every month. But Charlie Morning from the Menominee Homeschool Group, a 16-year-old sophomore, part of the Menominee High School team, is going to hoop it up. He hit his first three off the backboard, and Michelle tells me he's going to show Caleb and I and Susan how it's done. So
let's do it on the last day.
Yes,
all
wearing
right.
his Marquette shirt.
We also have some pledgers to thank as well here this morning.
I want to give a quick shout-out. You guys have been so faithful. Thank you to Joe, Sandy, Christine from Dorchester, Bernadette, of course, our faithful Sierra and Jaden, Vicky and Sarah from Fall Creek.
Fantastic.
All right. And more on the other side of the page as well.
Oh, no.
All right, our Menominee Homeschool Group.
Nicole, how could I forget Nicole? So thank you so much for your faithful pledges.
Fantastic.
We really appreciate it, and we love you guys.
Here we go. Let's do it.
All right, wearing his Marquette hoodie, it's Charlie. One-handing the first one. He banks it around and out. No, he's going to get
close.
The next four,
Robbed.
Though. Oh,
no,
0 for 2.
It's harder than it looks, Charlie.
Yeah, there we go. He banks that one home. He loves the backboard. Two more to go. Banks it in. And one last toss for the season, and he hit it.
There you go.
So he gets the last three.
And the crowd goes wild.
That's clutch. Thank you guys all so much for joining us this morning. We'll draw to see who wins that Pizza Hut pizza.